KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, bases loaded, squeeze with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning gave Al Burnett a 4-3 walk-off win over Remsen St. Mary's yesterday in the 1A state semifinals in the boys' baseball tournament. The Pirates, making only their second state tournament appearance ever, will meet perennial power Newman Catholic in the championship game Saturday. It was a terrific game as the two teams battled to a 3-3 tie through six innings. Al Burnett loaded the bases in the bottom of the seventh inning with nobody out, and after a walk, St. Mary's starter Blaine Harpino exited the game at 110 pitches. A single by Reed Stallman, an infield single by Keaton Parker loaded the bases, and after a strikeout, Shane Neighbor laid down a bunt. As they raced home with the winning run, Al Burnett pounded out 10 hits to pick up that victory. Top-ranked and top-seeded Newman Catholic moved a step closer to a third straight state title with a 10-0 five-inning win over fourth-seeded Don Bosco. The Knights will seek their eighth state title overall as they advance to Saturday's championship game. Josh Fitzgerald went 4-for-4 with three RBIs to lead Newman. He had a couple of triples and a double, all to deep left center, in addition to a bunt single. The 8-9 hitters, Doug Taylor and George Schmidt, both went 2-for-3. Evan Paulus went the distance for Newman, allowing four hits, striking out five, walking only one. The Knights are in the title game for the 12th time. Newman has won 35 state tournament games. That's second only to Davenport Assumption. In Class 2A semis yesterday, top-seeded North Lynn, backed by Jake Hilmer's one-hit gem, defeated the fifth-seeded Des Moines Christian Lions 3-0. Hilmer brought his absolute best, firing six perfect innings to begin the game. After he finished his sixth frame, however, it wasn't enough to give his team the lead. The Lions starter, Cole Bradley, did his best to keep his team in the game despite Hilmer's gem, throwing a two-hitter for five innings before allowing a leadoff single in the sixth inning. Andrew Fox came in relief but did not record an out, giving up three singles and two walks, allowing three runs. The three runs for the Lynx came off the bats of David Sieber, Nathan McEnany, and Alex Sturbaum, putting them up 3-0 after six. That set the stage in the seventh inning where all eyes were on Hilmer, and after striking out Dalton Lewis, he allowed a single to Cale Mathis to end the perfect game. He finished with 12 strikeouts and no walks in the win, and was also efficient, using only 87 pitches in his seven innings of work. Well, sophomore Zach Plegancool struck out 17 and allowed just two hits. A second-seeded Van Meter defeated sixth-seeded West Sioux 3-0 in the other 2A semi. The Bulldogs advanced to the 2A championship game Saturday, where they'll seek to add to the 1A title that they won in 2003. After a ground out to start the game, Plegancool retired the next 13 by strikeout. West Sioux broke up the no-hitter in the fifth inning with two back-to-back singles, and then a walk loaded the bases before a pop fly ended the inning. Van Meter scored in the second on a single by Spencer Lamb. Two walks, a sacrifice bunt, and a sack fly. It was 2-0 in the third after a walk, a stolen base, and an RBI single by Brett Berg. The Bulldogs scored in the sixth for a 3-0 edge on a single by Berg, a sack bunt, and an RBI signal by Jacob Blomgren. Those 17 strikeouts by Plegancool are tied for the third most in state history. Tom Mullen of Davenport Central had 22 in 1976. Eric Werdekemper of Storm Lake St. Mary's had 18 in 2002. And Cal Eldred of Urbana in 1986 also had 17 strikeouts. Well, that sets up the 4A semifinals and the 3A semifinals today. 3A will get the day started with top seed Cedar Rapids Xavier facing fourth seeded Marion at 11 this morning. And then it's number two seed Davenport Assumption facing third seeded Central DeWitt in the 1:30 game. The 4A semis are later today with two seed Iowa City West facing sixth seeded Urbandale at 4:30. Tonight at 7, Johnston, the top seed, faces number four seeded Dowling Catholic. As mentioned, those championship games in 1A and 2A are set for Saturday. Newman Catholic facing Al Burnett in an 11 o'clock game in Class 1A. The 2A title game at 1:30, North Lynn facing off against Van Meter. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals rolled to an 8-0 win over the Chicago Cubs to regain a one-game lead over Chicago atop the National League Central. Matt Wieters belted a three-run homer to back Jack Flaherty, who allowed just one hit while striking out nine over seven innings for his first victory since May 14th. Colton Wong had three hits and an RBI as St. Louis took the rubber match of a three-game set. Also in the National League, Philadelphia beat San Francisco 10-2, Atlanta over Cincinnati in seven innings 4-1, Dodgers beat San Diego 8-2. In the American League, Toronto topping Baltimore 11-2, Houston beat Cleveland 7-1, Tampa Bay over Boston 9-4. In interleague play, Miami over Minnesota in 12 innings 5-4, the Mets beat the White Sox 4-0, Oakland over Milwaukee by a final of 5-3. Major League Baseball has handed down suspensions stemming from Tuesday's brawl between the Pirates and the Reds in Cincinnati. Pittsburgh reliever Keone Kella received the biggest punishment, a 10-game ban, after admitting that he threw at a batter during the game. Cincinnati reliever Amir Garrett earned an 8-game suspension, and former Red Yasiel Puig picked up a 3-game ban. Puig was traded to the Indians after the game. Pirates outfielder Jose Osuna was suspended 5 games, while Pittsburgh pitcher Kyle Crick and Reds pitcher Jared Hughes each got 3. Reds manager David Bell was ordered to sit out 6 games, and Pirates skipper Clint Hurdle was penalized 2 games. Bell already had been ejected when he ran onto the field to get after Hurdle. All 6 players have appealed their suspensions. Also around the league, the White Sox have put third baseman Yoan Moncada on the 10-day injured list with a strained right hamstring. Outfielder Ryan Cordell was recalled from AAA Charlotte. Major League batters are on pace to hit 600 more home runs than in any previous season. That's nearly 10% above the record set 2 years ago. There were 1,057 home runs in July, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, breaking the previous July record of 961 in 2004. Batters are on pace to hit 6,712 home runs. That would be well above the record of 6,105 set in 2017 and up 20% from the 5,585 that were hit last season. Well, the Amway Coaches Poll Top 25 is out for the early part of the football season, and both Iowa and Iowa State are among those ranked in the top 25 to start the year. Clemson with 59 first-place votes is the top overall seed, with Alabama getting the other 6 first-place votes. They're at number 2. Georgia's ranked 3rd. Oklahoma is 4th. Ohio State is 5th. LSU, Michigan, Florida, Notre Dame, and Texas round out the top 10. Texas A&M is at 11. Washington, Oregon State, Penn State, and Utah round out the first 15. Auburn is at number 16. Central Florida and Wisconsin are tied for 17th. Iowa checks in at number 19 in the poll, with Michigan State number 20. Washington State is 21, Syracuse 22, and Stanford 23. Iowa State is in at 24, right ahead of Northwestern, who finishes off the poll at number 25. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell believes the foundation of the Cyclone program is strong enough to sustain winning. After back-to-back 8-win seasons, the Cyclones are picked to finish 3rd in the Big 12 race.
When you build a program, I think you either build a program to win as fast as you can, and you build it from the outside in, or you really work hard to build a program inside out. And I think when you build a program inside out, you have real-life discussions of what this process to get where we want to go is going to feel like.
Campbell says the Cyclones have shown they can handle adversity, especially after last year's 1-3 start. He says the players and coaches have always had high expectations.
There is no greater expectation that really anybody in this room has or anybody outside of our walls have than what that locker room, our coaching staff have for ourselves. But we've had that expectation from the first day I walked into these doors. Like, we just knew it was going to be a process to get where we wanted to go.
Now, a big reason for the optimism is the return of quarterback Brock Purdy, who led the Cyclones to a 7-2 record as a true freshman.
We just do what we have to do every single year. We know we got to block out all the noise and stuff, and I think we do a great job of that, and we trust in one another inside the walls in our facility, so we don't really worry about anything going on outside.
Purdy considers Kyle Kemp his mentor, and the former quarterback has joined the Cyclone coaching staff as an offensive analyst.
Just like what he went through last year, getting hurt and then obviously just taking me under his wing. So, I mean, I just go to him for just plays and how to, you know, be a leader and whatnot. But he's been there for me this whole time, and he's just been amazing.
Tight end Chase Allen says the Cyclones should have no trouble handling the expectations.
You know, we try not to pay attention to that a whole lot. We have high expectations for ourselves, so, you know, maybe they're starting to coincide with the expectations outside the wall. That's okay with us.
Senior offensive tackle Julian Good-Jones has seen a complete shift in the attitude during his time at ISU.
Coming in and doing extra, I think, is one of the biggest things that shifted, because before, nobody would really stick around the facility. They would just go home. Now guys are staying after doing film, showing up on Saturday, Sunday, Friday nights, just doing drill work, you know, by ourselves, no coaches, just really a willingness and want to get better.
Iowa State opens up their season against UNI later this month on August 31st. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.